The problem of abuse in teenage relationships is probably greater than many people realize. Statistics show that abuse in teen relationships is fairly common.
1 in 3 high school relationships involve some sort of physical, emotional, or sexual abuse.
Lena Martin is the sexual assault nurse examiner at Cox Health. She believes the problem is even more widespread than statistics show. According to Martin, 2 out of 3 teens in an abusive relationship never tell anyone.
They feel that they are to blame for what is happening to them, so they feel guilty when things happen to them.
It's important to get help if you're in an abusive relationship at a young age because, she says, teen dating violence is a stepping stone into violence in adulthood. And she says it puts victims at risk for sexual violence as they get older. A program this week geared toward ages 15 to about 24 will educate participants about why it's important to tell someone if you experience abuse and how to do so.
So it's kind of heading off that stepping stone and kind of doing that first step in prevention and intervention when we can. And 2, to kind of help them to get out of that situation, to find resources and ways to maybe make things better, make things right in their life. So kind of arm them with the ability to make good decisions.
Teen Dating Violence and Sexual Assault Awareness will be held Thursday night at 6:30 at Cox South. Experts from Cox Health, the Community Partnership of the Ozarks, the Greene County Prosecutor's Office, and the Springfield Police Department will hold a panel discussion, and Martin will give prevention tips.
Prevention with dating violence is more about making good decisions, so kind of arming the young people with information and kind of giving them the data on here's what is a good relationship, here is what is not a good relationship. If you find yourself falling into the pattern of here's not a good relationship, here's what we can do to help you get out of that. Or here's what your school can help you do to get out of that.
She says some teens may not be aware that what's happening to them isn't normal. The program isn't just geared towards females. Martin says males can be victims of teen violence, too. To RSVP for the program Thursday night, 269-INFO. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.